this was something fucking meaningful. And to be just told in a text message like, hey, this is no longer working for me. I think it's best if I don't see either of you. And if you happen to see me, because we live in a small area, feel free to wave at me. Tells me a lot of things.
Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you.
Today, I am going to tell you about my story of getting dumped via text message. Super fun. Now, for a lot of you listening, you're going to be like, Jen, I've gotten dumped a bunch of times via text message. I don't know what the big deal is, but my history is that I have never had a problem getting a date. Never. Especially before I was in a throuple. Dating was easy. Men said yes. I've never been on a date, maybe once or twice, like a decade ago, where I realized that they were like, I don't think you're for me. But when my ex-husband and I opened up our relationship and I started dating men while I was married, it was easy breezy. Nobody dumped me. I didn't feel negative emotion towards, from anybody. So being in a throuple now with Scott is a totally different experience. We've had situations where, for those of you that don't know, hi, I'm Jen. I'm partnered to Scott. Scott lives with me. He helps raise my kids. And Scott and I are polyamorous. We only date women. And we love to be in a throuple. And up until about, a month ago, we had two throuples. We had two girlfriends, two distinct throuples. We had an event where we all played together one day. And I was like, ooh, my throuple might become a quad. This could be really exciting. And if you're interested in the history of what all went down, you can listen to episode 128, where I talked about taking breaks. And about taking breaks in open relationships. And at that point of the recording, I had just been told by girlfriend number two, we need to take a break. My husband and I are going to take a break. We're going to refocus on our family and our own relationship, figure out our foundation, figure out what the fuck we're doing, and if we even want to be in an open relationship. So no communication for 2 weeks. Let us please figure this out. We'll be back. And we had zero contact for 2 weeks. The whole time, Scott and I are like, oh my gosh, I hope they're getting much needed, intimacy back between the two of them, and they're growing closer than ever, and we can't wait to reengage with her in 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. This was like day 12, maybe day 11. We got broken up via text message. And in between today's conversation and episode 128, I recorded episode 130 that really talks about what happened to cause our relationship rupture with her, like the catalyst of us not having very clear boundaries and expectations and roles. And episode 130 is called Why Clear Boundaries Are Kind in Open Relationships. So fast forward to today, where I finally feel ready to talk about this breakup that happened. Surprise, we've been dumped. And I'm clearly still processing being dumped via text message, which has never happened to me in 40 years on this planet. And so I have a few thoughts about this, and I wanted to share it with you. I process a lot privately, but I also process a lot on this podcast. And so sometimes it helps for me to just come on and tell you how I'm feeling. And I know that me being bold and transparent can be really edgy. And I know that me doing it helps people. And it certainly helps me. And I hope it helps you. I hope some of my episodes teach you something that will help you in your own open relationship, not fireball your marriage or blow up a relationship with someone else. So I'm like, here are the lessons that I'm learning in real time, because I am also in an open relationship and dating. And so a lot of my episodes are about how to do that and what we learn along the way that's not so great. And so I know that you appreciate my honesty and transparency. So here we go. I have four little bullet points that I thought I'd run through today just to kind of guide me through this conversation with you. And the first one is, how am I actually feeling? And this is week 3 into 4, I think, since all of our world kind of blew up. And I would say, keep in mind, we have been dating her about 4 months, which to me is starting to feel like something important. We were being invited into her home. We met her kids. We several times met her husband. We met his girlfriend. We all spent New Year's Eve together. So there were talks. We had a shared calendar, y'all. We were kitchen tabling the fuck out of this relationship. And there were conversations about the future and how we were all going to, you know, not play together sexually, but like how all of our relationships are intertwining, how we can support each other. I offered to watch her kids on their anniversary. Like, this was something fucking meaningful. And to be just told in a text message, like, hey, this is no longer working for me. I think it's best if I don't see either of you. And if you happen to see me, because we live in a small area, feel free to wave at me. Tells me a lot of things. That's basically what she told me, told us in a shared text message between the three of us. At first, I was stunned. Like, it felt like whiplash. I thought, everything was so great. We had such a great time together. And even our last interaction was a weekend in Dallas, which I talked about in episode, I think 128 and 130. 130 in detail what happened. But even though there was some rupture, I felt like we were doing a good job of everybody making sure that each other was okay, checking in, making sure our nervous systems were calm, really showing that we loved and cared about each other. And then when she left to go back home that day, Scott kissed her. I hugged her. We put her in the car. She left. So to go from like the high of group play and all the new things that we experienced that weekend to a 2-week break of silence to being broken up on a text message felt whiplashy to me. It definitely didn't feel kind. And I responded, this feels a bit like whiplash. I would like to have a conversation. Like, I want to know what happened and what got you to this decision. I feel like we've all invested very heavily into each other's lives. And I'd like to know what we could do better. What can Scott and I do better to be a better couple for whoever comes down the road? I'd like to learn. No response. Scott also responded and said, did we do something wrong or something to hurt you? We'd really like to understand. You know, we care about you. So on this weekend trip, I was moving into feelings of love for her. Like, I'd try to hold back. And I meant like in the last 4 months I had dated her. I had like given my body, I had given my emotions. We were dating even one-on-one. I really, 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 really cared about her. And the way she was opening for me in her life, I was allowing my own self to be open and I was starting to love her. And after the rupture and the repair of that weekend, I moved into Monday morning feeling like I'm going to tell her this week that I love her, that I have love for her. And I want her to know, because it was weird. I would be like, okay, bye. Okay, see you later. When I wanted to be like, I love you. Like, love you. Have a great day. And we tell our other girlfriend, who we've had almost for a year now, we tell her that we love her. Both of us do. Every time we see her and when we talk on Marco Polo and DM and text, and like we have love for her and she has love for us. And so I wanted to share those feelings. and obviously didn't get the chance to. And so I guess I'm telling you all this backstory because I want you to know the emotional and like state and where my heart was at this point of getting this text message of this is no longer working for me. Peace out. Give me a high five, like wave from across the parking lot at Walmart if you see me. Don't come talk to me. So first I felt whiplash. Then I just felt sad. Sad for, like, you know how you move into a relationship after a breakup, you move from relationship into a breakup, and then you just feel sad for all the things that could have been, all the like family vacations you all could have had together. Cause I was like, oh, let's go to the beach all together this summer. It could be so much fun. I'll help watch the kids. And, you know, we could like one-on-one go off on dates at night. Like it could be so much fun to just have that supportive system. And I think for those of us that are polyamorous, we crave the extra support and not monetary support or like, let me help you watch your kids. But like, there's so much love when you are willing to watch your partner's children. Like, that's a lot of giving. You know what I mean? So I felt sad. And then I moved into anger. I was angry that I gave so much of myself to her. I'm just being honest. Like, this is just how I felt. I moved into, I have wasted 4 months of my life, which it, y'all, this 4 months is nothing, but it felt like a lot at the time. And I'm like, I wasted 4 months of my life and all of my life force energy and my sexual energy and my attention on someone who would break up with me in a fucking text message. That's how unimportant I was to her. Wow. And I just moved into fucking anger. And I was just like, I'm pissed. And I'm never doing this again, which is not true. I'm sure I'll go do it again tomorrow. And then I had this moment the other day where I was doing my hair and I was getting ready. And there's nothing to do but think when you're doing your hair, by the way. And I realized she's really hurt. She's really hurt. She's so hurt and afraid to have contact with either one of us that her text said, if you see me, you can wave. She doesn't want us to talk to her. She doesn't want to have a conversation. She doesn't want to be with us in person. Something broke inside of her that weekend that said, I don't feel safe to be around you. And that makes me really sad. It brings me back to sadness again. And it also brings me to empathy. And it brings me to maybe regret. Regret that she isn't willing to talk to us at all, to process at all. And you guys, I am the fucking best at processing with you. I can hold space like nobody else. I can make you feel safe. I can make you feel loved. I can make you feel heard. What she showed me, what her and her husband showed me together is what's possible in polyamory, that it is possible to merge her life with another family's life, to care for another person or couple. I cared for her husband. I mean, I didn't love her husband. I didn't know him all that well, but I cared about him and I wanted to watch their four kids for them for their anniversary. Like, that's deep compersion for someone. And I'd never had the opportunity to feel that from a family sense. Like, I feel that, I don't know why I don't just say Steph. Steph's been on the podcast now. You guys know who Steph is. Like, I feel that one-on-one with Steph, but like, I don't know Steph's family. I've never met any of her family. Her kiddo's grown. So it's like, that's not a thing. She's met our kids. And occasionally, like, we'll come hot tub when the kids are here, come have dinner when the kids are here. But so it's just different. This is a totally different situation because other girlfriends' kids were little, you know, and I was in the position where I had the capacity to help out. So I guess where I sit today, this is a long explanation of how I'm feeling. Where I sit today is, I guess I feel sad that we didn't get closure, all three of us, that there wasn't ever a conversation about what happened and that her desires changed and she just didn't tell us. And then that'll be the number four topic I talk about in just a minute. Number two, does age and immaturity play into it? So we have had girlfriends on opposite spectrums. One 32 years old, one 60 something years old. And Scott and I are both in our 40s. I'm 40, he's 42. And what I have noticed when dating is a 26-year-old has no business dating a 40-year-old because there is no similar life experience. Now, I have always said, I believe that people can be old souls. I feel like I was an old soul. I was very mature, but I'm still not going to have the same experience as someone that has a 20-year-old kid when I'm 26. And when you're 40, you could have a 20-year-old, like for real. So this whole age is just a number. It only tells me how many years you've been on this earth bullshit is not true. And my experience has been every freaking time we have a girlfriend under the age of 35, it's a fucking disaster for us. She bails or she has like a one night stand with us and that's it and decides to go back onto her own life. There's no communicative skills. They don't know how to conversate. It is not what I want. And I'm just being clear for me. You can have 26-year-olds, go for it. But for me and Scott's relationship, my rule moving forward is no one under 35. I need high communicators, high emotional intelligence. I hope that you've done some work on yourself and your fucking life. And I hope you've been to some therapy. Like, that's the kind of human that I want to do life with, that is an excellent communicator. One of the absolute best things of being in a relationship with Steph is she is such a good communicator. When things are cringy between us, like, and not really me and her, but normally it's her and Scott because they're the ones that kind of butt heads. When there's weird stuff between the three of us, like, she always is there to work it out. She is the first one to be like, let's figure this out. Or we need a little time. Let's take a few days and let's come back together. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. Let's keep getting back to it until it feels better. And that's who I want a relationship with. I want that. So does age and immaturity play into being dumped via text message? For fucking sure it does. Yeah. Because that's your generation, right? You're like, hey, this doesn't work for me anymore. We're over. Send. It's easy to hide behind a screen. But let me tell you, long term, that is not going to help you as you want to date people that are mature. People are going to see that in you. Number three, how to break up kindly. So I was talking to Scott about this yesterday, and I said, if we revisit the timeline of when Jen was married last, and we opened up our relationship, I was dating quite a few men, like a lot of men. And I don't just mean dating like fucking. I mean, like, I knew their name. I knew their kid's name. I knew where they worked. I knew what was going on in their life. I knew what kept them up at night. Like, I care about you and however many years there were. I cared about them. And we talked outside of just fucking, like, how was your day? What's going on? And as I've mentioned before, I have a very big capacity to hold people. And it was really easy for me to remember everybody's story and keep them all separate. And one bin was for, you know, Aaron, and one was Johnny, and I'm just making up names, but you get the idea. So when Scott and I decided that we were going to close our relationship together and that I was only going to be with Scott moving forward, I lovingly broke it off with every guy I was dating, and I did it in person, and I did it from gratefulness. And I said something like this: I am so grateful for all the memories that we've shared, all the times that we've been together, all the things that you've taught me and shown me, all the laughs that we've had, all the dinners we've, like, I am just so grateful for being able to spend time with you. And I will never forget you as I move forward in my life. And I've decided with Scott that we're going to close our relationship And so I'm breaking things off with people that I've been open with. And so this tonight, you know, ends our time together. But I wanted to make sure that we had one more special night together and that I could appreciate you for all that you've done for me and with me, that we've co-created together. And that's how I closed it off with each one of them. I didn't text people that I was breaking up with them. I saw everybody one-on-one. Like, I already had calendar things, like things on my calendar when Scott and I had decided to break things off. And so I said to Scott, I honor and respect you and I love you and I want to build a life with you. And I'm going to close this off respectfully with each one of these guys. And then I'll let you know when I'm done. So it was like a week and a half or so, 2 weeks later, I had moved through everybody. But I honored the dates on our calendars and, you know, I talked and communicated to them and broke things off with love. And I was like, it's not you. I'm moving into a new season in my life where I'm going to focus on one man. And this is the end of our journey together, but I love you and I appreciate you. I don't know if I said I love you to everybody, but like, I'm so grateful. And not that everybody has to break up with somebody in that way, but it feels a lot better to be appreciated and to, I'm still friends with every one of them. That's another thing that feels weird about this is we never spoke again. That was it. Like, Scott kissed her, put her in the car. We said, bye, can't wait to see you later. That was it. That was the last time I communicated to her. And I've never not been friends with an ex. And it feels yucky and I hate it. And I think because she slammed the door, like didn't even respond to, hey, would you be open to have a conversation or let us know what we didn't do right or, you know, whatever. Every single one of the men that I spent time with while I was in my last marriage in the open relationship, every single one of them I still talk to today. Like I could have a friendly conversation with any of them because I left things in a really good, sweet place where they knew how grateful I was for them in my life, for the things that they taught me, for the experiences that we had together, and that I care about them even now. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was her changing the dynamic. So we found out after we're still connected with her on field and Scott had looked at it the other day, just to, I guess, see what was going on in her life and see if she'd updated her field profile. And there's this like line that says, hey, you know, we're polyamorous and we aren't really swingers, but our lives are really busy too. So we don't want to have like boyfriend, girlfriend dynamics. Has gotten her like, okay. So, well, okay. We at least have enough information to say she didn't want to date deeply. And really she had been the one pushing a lot of communication throughout the day and wanting to be more bonded into each other's families. It wasn't like me pushing that. It was her driving it. So somewhere in those 2 weeks, she and her husband decided to change their dynamic and didn't ever circle back to us to say, hey, we've just decided this is a little too intense. Like given the fact that we have 4 kids and the job thing and the like all the things in our life, this is a little too much. So we're going to change our dynamic and try something different. Like, thank you for your time with us. So we never had the closure. We're just reading into a field profile at this point. So I guess I want to end this episode with breakups suck. Maybe don't break up with somebody on a text message. I feel like that's a karma thing too. Like one of the reasons that I spent love, attention, and care with each one of the men that I had to break things off with when Scott and I went just monogamous between the two of us was I knew if I was caring and sweet to them that they would show that back to me or the universe would bring that back to me. And I feel like it has. I've had amazing relationships. We have had great girlfriends. And just in general, my life is freaking amazing. And so I really try to do right by people. And I think that there's a way to be kind and break up with someone without that need to feel so safe, you know? If we go back to that feeling that she must be feeling of being unsafe, it's so unsafe for me to have a conversation with you that I have to ignore or block messages from you. And then if you happen to see me, you can wave at me because, like, that's how far I'm going to keep you back. You don't have to do that to people. I think most of us are very respectful. And if you say, look, this just isn't working anymore for me, people are going to respect that. And certainly Scott and I are going to respect that. We don't want anyone to be with us if they don't want to be. I mean, I feel the same way about my clients. I don't even make them sign agreements. I'm like, if you no longer want to be with me, that's cool. Let's just walk, go on our separate ways. Let's break up. You know, from a business perspective, I don't need you to marry me. It's fine. So I guess I would say figure out how to break up with kindness. Figure out how to do it from a place of love and don't hide behind your screen to do it. That feels really yucky. Remember that there's another person on the other side that has feelings, that has self-esteem, that is gonna move on with their life as well. And I think that you want to equip them with what went wrong. It's okay to say, hey, I really felt this when that happened. I felt unsupported. I felt scared. I felt unsafe. I felt it unimp I already said unimportant. I guess because for me, that's the biggest one that sticks out when you're in a triad, especially with another couple, is that whole couple's privilege thing. And him and I really try hard to not be like, we're the couple and you're the third. Like, I want to feel inclusive to everybody. But if you're feeling those things, we need to know. And definitely moving forward, you know, I don't want to repeat that with another person. So I think it's kind to give feedback. And I guess if you're still watching this up until the end or listening to this, I would love to hear your stories. What are your breakup stories? Or in what ways have you broken up with other people in a really kind and loving way that we can shed some light on to other people? There's a couple ways you can give me feedback. One is if you're listening on Spotify, if you go to the episode itself in the bottom, you can just click on a button, send me a voice message. That's always really fun. And then I can replay it on future episodes. You can also just write a comment. So at the bottom, it'll say, what do you think about this episode? You could put, hey, this is my story. You can also find me on social media, The Open Bedroom, on all platforms, and just DM me on whatever platform that is. I'm right on the other side. I read everything. And I'd love to hear your story. And maybe we could feature a few of these on the podcast if you wanted to come on, even anonymously, to give us some feedback about that. All right. Hopefully this was helpful in some way. And if not, you know, at least you heard my story. Now you know we've broken up with girlfriend number two, and we are opening our hearts again to continuing to date. We'll see what's next. Bye. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past. So if any of these topics sound interesting to you and you'd love to get some coaching from me, check out the link in the show notes or the link in my bio for more information on coaching with Jen.